Well, another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And some more bad news for Ali Aziz Abdul Razak Akbar, who goes by the name Ali Alexander. What a change of name, by the way, right? You can just call me Alexander. Okay, real name, Ali Aziz Razak, sorry, Abdul Razak Akbar. But call him Ali, or Alexander for short, even though it's not really even a contraction of those words at all. So, felon Akbar, credit card felon, finally gets let out of prison and from day one shows a high aptitude at raising money from boomers for dubious Trump-related causes. And now he's lost his attorney, who is representing him in the January 6th committee, congressional committee looking into this stuff. Lost his attorney by way of his attorney being disbarred from the state of Virginia. So he can no longer practice in Virginia. And certainly a setback to the defense efforts of Ali Alexander. I don't believe he's been charged yet with anything, which blows my mind. As I was saying on a recent episode, it's like we don't have law enforcement in this country anymore. It's just all performative. You know, if you go to Disney World and you spit on somebody, they'll handcuff you and you'll get a disorderly, you know, you'll get a misdemeanor or something. But in terms of real crime, you do something like raise millions of dollars saying you're going to stop the steal, and then you spend the money on just fancy hotels and designer orange jumpsuits and other insanity, allegedly. I mean, how did they stop the steal? If there was a steal, that money was not well used to, you know, correct it. So Trump raised more than $250 million. That's a lot of money. More than $250 million with the Stop the Steal efforts. And then this Ali Aziz Akbar, or whatever you want to call him, I'm not even sure anymore. Ali Abdul Aziz Akbar. Or sorry. God damn. It's a long name. That's why I shortened it to Ali. He just hopes nobody will bother saying his whole name. So Akbar created Stop the Steal LLC, raised an ungodly sum of money, says that Jesus Christ has told him to lead the conservative movement and to wear bright orange as often as possible. I guess so when the feds finally knock on his door, it'll be easy for them to find this asshole. Look for the asshole wearing bright orange. But I just don't get it. They've had more than a year to poke through his communications and financials. Now he's lost his attorney, or at least his attorney is no longer an attorney. And as I was saying before, a very simple question. Did this man make large payments to other MAGA-era influencers, including Jack Posobiec and Mike Cernovich, both to promote himself and to promote his media brand, Culture, with three T's? I know it seems impossible to spell Culture with three T's instead of one, but that's how he spelled it. That was his Vice News / Fulcrum News wannabe. Was culture with three T's. And Cernovich was promoting it at the time, as was Posobiec. And now they won't have a thing to do with this Ali Alexander. They don't mention his name anymore. They don't promote him. They don't help him out. What gives? If he didn't do anything wrong, and if he was one of the shining stars of the conservative movement, which is what Cernovich had said, Cernovich used to promote this guy constantly. And then from one of my watching Twitter accounts, I just say, hey, whatever happened to Ali Alexander? And he blocks me within minutes. And so then that gets me into this Columbo mode where I'm driving back from D.C. in my car. And I'm just thinking, you know, as I'm driving to this seafood bar in Maryland to get some clams, I'm just thinking, why would Mike Cernovich block me for asking what happened to Ali Alexander? What happened to the person you used to promote constantly, who now you haven't talked about in a year, nor have any of the other big MAGA people? What happened to him? It seems like he fell down a well. You know, if you're going to disavow somebody, actually disavow them. Don't just disappear them. So unanswered questions here. And hopefully the feds will actually give us some information soon. And this is something that not only liberals want, this is something that conservatives and moderates want too. Because we are taken for a ride. Right, you got Ali Akbar raising money from old people to stop the steal after the election's already settled. You got people saying there's going to be all these takedowns in the deep state. Not a single arrest in 4 years. Not a single arrest. In fact, Trump appoints William Barr, who is H.W. Bush's personal lawyer and his attorney general, appoints one of the most establishment people on the planet to be his attorney general. And you think he's going to drain the swamp? He helped build the swamp. Literally helped build up the swamp. William P. Barr. And so Trump is 100% one of them. Trumpy's one of them. And it was an extended honeypot so that people who loved their country would come out and say crazy shit. And then, you know, you get deplatformed, you get de-incomed, you get covered in shit. You become the shit-smeared leper, as I was. But I could never go down with Trump's little pirate ship because I was never one of these people. The second I started talking about those WikiLeaks emails, I was ejected. Was completely ejected because Trump is one of them. He doesn't want people talking about Maxwell or Jeffrey Epstein or Jean-Luc Brunel. These are his friends. These are Trumpy's friends. He doesn't want you talking poorly about his friends. So thankfully, I can't go down with that ship. Our ship's about to rise. You know, from the traffic anyway on the website, fulcrum.news and fulcrumnews.com. Seems like we're getting a lot of traffic from the East Coast, a lot of traffic from all over. And if I had to guess, they're not all conservatives. A lot of people are, you know, middle of the road, and they realize that Trump is not what he claimed to be. This weirdo who pushes a faulty rushed vaccine and funds it with his Operation Warp Speed. Just not what he claims to be. Trump is a total fucking weirdo. Again, was friends with Epstein for more than a decade. Took 7 flights on Epstein's jets. Not the one flight that his supporters like to claim. 7. That makes him a part of the crew in my book. Makes him a part of the club. And so he played people. And these influencers in his orbit like Ali Akbar took in millions of dollars. And the use of that money to this day is still completely unaccounted for. And so that's my interest. People will say, why are you talking about this? That's my interest. The many millions of dollars that this clown wearing orange jumpsuits every day that he took in, where did those millions of dollars go? Did they go to other influencers so that his brand and his interests could be promoted? Or did he spend it all? Or is that money still there? Can people who donated to Ali Akbar, can they be made whole again? I never gave him money. I was never duped. But the older people who gave him millions of dollars, can they ever hope to get some of their money back? Or is it just the lost cause? And why should this class of grifters live so well off the gullibility of their fellow Americans? That's the part that really sticks in my craw. Thank you guys for listening. And you have to keep in mind here that at the height of Ali Aziz Akbar's fame and influence in the MAGA movement, he was invited to the White House. He was a featured guest at that social media censorship summit. He was sitting just 2 seats away from Kellyanne Conway, who was at the time one of the top officials in the White House. So this was not just somebody who became big on Twitter. This was someone who was taken quite seriously by the Trump administration and promoted relentlessly. And then in the days after the election loss, he raises what appears to be many millions of dollars to stop a steal. And yet it seems that he's at the center of the steal. Not accusing him of committing any crimes, but I just want to know where those millions of dollars went. And for that matter, the $12 to $15 million that attorney Sidney Powell took in for related stuff. Where did all that money go? That $12 to $15 million, does the public get that back? Or does that attorney need to sit on that for the rest of her life? Because this is not acceptable, right? Trump loses an election. Many people are unhappy with him, both for the mRNA vaccines not being very effective and for the lockdowns and for just the years of divisive rhetoric without actually arresting any of the people he claims are so bad, divided the country, claimed outrageous things about his opponents, but then never went after any of his opponents, dropped every single claim against them, allowed Julian Assange to remain in prison when he could have pardoned him, and all those strange claims would have surfaced again. Instead, Trump served to silence this stuff and elevated weirdos like Ali Alexander. And the day of that social media summit, that very day, when I saw all these weirdos, Ali Alexander and the QAnon promoters, to see them in the White House being validated, rather than being laughed out of town, to see them being validated and QAnon critics like myself being laughed at and being shown that, like, see how wrong you are, Seaman? Even the White House is laughing at you. And maybe they were. Maybe by inviting a bunch of clowns, They were laughing at any of us actually paying attention. But in any event, before 2024, whoever you guys support, if it's a Democrat, if it's a Republican, if it's DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, whoever it is that you guys support on the ticket, what we have to agree, and it should be bipartisan, is the grifters got to go. I don't want to see Ali Akbar and his weird overbite, his lower jaw. It's not even an overbite. It's like his lower jaw is in a different universe from the rest of his face. I don't want to see this weird little squeaky beaker, Scammy Davis Jr., taking in millions of dollars. I don't want to see him talking about censorship in the White House when at the time he was one of the most promoted people on the right on Twitter. He was even photographed with Twitter's Jack Dorsey. It came out that Dorsey consults him from time to time for his opinions on things. So this person was so elevated from credit card felon to orange-wearing MAGA grifter touched by Jesus. It should be the subject of a movie or something, or at least the movie of the week. You know, this should be a TV show, but it shouldn't be somebody still at the reins of the conservative movement. This person is a grifter. This person is a joke. And many of the people who elevated him as something great, we have to begin to wonder if their credibility is off also, right? One of the things people like to say about Trump is, oh, he's not good at picking people, and he has bad judgment, and he has bad ideas. But it's not Trump, not Trump's fault. Wait a second. You're saying that somebody should be leader, and they have shitty ideas, and they pick bad people, and they have no emotional intelligence. They can't read people. They pick people who are outright hateful of them. To fill roles in their own administration. Well, that's important. If you're a leader and you can't read people, it kind of makes you not a good leader. So in 2024, anybody other than this crew of grifters, thank you so much.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion, and inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at GoldCo to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in GoldCo and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.